Hey friend, Graham Baldwin here with the Speaker Lab. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you the exact process to find and book more speaking gigs in 2024? That'd be nice, right? Well, I'll tell you what, we're just going to do that for you. We've created a new 18-page guide based on Dan Irvin's process that helped him actually book over $100,000 in speaking gigs in the past year. Now, Dan is one of our team members here. He's a very successful speaker and also one of our coaches. And so you're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls, proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps. Again, that's plural. thespeakerlab.com/steps. We're going to send you that PDF guide right to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps. That's it. That's all you got to do. Go there. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You're awesome. Hey friends, Graham Baldwin here with a very special episode of the Speak Aloud podcast. Now, if you've been paying attention to this podcast lately, you've probably noticed that we are getting very, very close to releasing our 500th episode, which is absolutely crazy. We've been doing the show since January 2016, and thanks to your support as our listeners and the support of the speaking community, we've been able to bring you practical advice and useful info to help you build a successful speaking business for over 8 years now. And the good news is we are not going anywhere at all. In fact, we've got some really cool stuff planned in the works for you, starting with a special series leading up to our 500th episode. So here's what we're going to do. For the next few weeks, we're going to be bringing you advice and insights from a wide range of voices across the speaking industry, including some of our TSL coaches, former students, and some of the top speakers out there today. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to be featuring some incredible female speakers who are sharing their wisdom and advice from decades of combined experience. We're going to be kicking things off today with a TSL coach and speaker, Michelle Onora, on the importance of knowing your audience and the people that you serve. Take it away, Michelle.
Hi, friend. Michelle here. I'm one of the speaker coaches at the Speaker Lab. And when I think of the question, why is it important to know exactly who you serve and what problem you solve for them? Honestly, I think of it in terms of you distinguishing yourself between being a short order cook and a Michelin star chef. And I want you to think about that for a second. What does a short order cook do? A short order cook takes whatever order anybody throws at them, and they're basically a jack of all trade, master of none. They don't get paid like a Michelin star chef because they don't have a specialty or something that causes them to stand out and be paid extra and above because they're that good. And Michelin star chefs, they make the big bucks and they have the reputation that they have because they have found a way to specialize in the one thing that people have found to be incredibly valuable. Well, how do they get there? They get there by niching down and figuring out who they are for and who they're not for. A short order cook is there to serve anybody, anything, whatever they want, they're there for it. A Michelin star chef knows their lane and they stick with it. So if they're doing French cuisine, they're not going to try to do Japanese sushi. Likewise, if they're a connoisseur of Japanese sushi, they're not going to try to do barbecue, American style, right? It's important for you to stay in your lane so that you can basically become the expert in your field, the leader in your field, and that commands the larger pay. It also commands more respect and it commands more referrals because you are known for being the expert in your particular lane. So my encouragement to you is to discover what your lane is and stay in it and grow from it. That doesn't mean that you have to stay stuck in a particular area forever. Think of Dave Ramsey. When he started, he was the guy who was known for Financial Peace University. His area of expertise was getting middle-class families out of debt. And he created a whole methodology and the baby steps in order to do that. And then over time, as he became really, really, really well-known for Financial Peace University and getting people out of debt, and people started associating money management and stewardship with him and his name, he started to slowly expand into business and entrepreneurship and leadership and those sort of things. But he started in a very, very specific niche. He knew exactly who he was serving, middle income families, and he knew exactly what problem he was solving for them, getting them out of debt so that they could have financial peace. Okay. So for you, think about who you're trying to serve, who exactly you're trying to serve, because a speaker who speaks to everyone is a speaker who speaks to no one. And focus on the particular problem that you are going to help solve for them. Okay. And by the way, solving that problem doesn't mean that you are responsible for the outcome of what happens. You're basically providing a solution, and it's on them to take you up on that solution or not. But if they take you up on it, they're going to see some change happen in their lives. That's what we mean when we say solve a problem for them. So I hope that this is helpful. Think of knowing your target audience and knowing your particular solution as the compass for your speaking business. And that way, whenever other opportunities come along your way, or if there's a shiny object syndrome that's happening, you can stay focused and continue to grow in your lane. All right. Hope this is helpful. Take care.
That's a very great analogy from Michelle there, and which we've talked a lot about on this podcast about why it's so important to know your lane as a speaker and stay in it. And this was a really great reminder. Next up, we've got Dr. India White, who's a former TSL student, who's here to bring some hard truths that speakers need to hear about building a speaking business.
Hey, rock stars. My name is Dr. India White. I am a TEDx speaker, motivational speaker, and an author of over 45 books. And I have been serving principals and teachers all across the nation, helping to bridge the achievement gap in schools. And with that said, I want to tell you about some practical advice, because it's hard truths that you need to know so that your business can continue to thrive. So with that said, step one is you need to know how to negotiate in contracts whenever you're dealing with speaking. It's not enough to assume that the people that you're working with is going to know all of the ins and outs. You're going to have to consider travel. What does it cost for you to come out and speak? Do you have resources that you have to provide for people and whatnot, and how to package that? Don't be afraid to throw the ball back to them and say, hey, I can't speak for no less than this because I'm offering these services and I've got this to take care of. I've got a family. Don't be afraid to say that, because you still have worth and you have to also relay that worth to your audience. Secondly, strive for partnerships. After you go and speak that once, try to get back in the door or try to do something else with them. Keep in touch with them. Don't go ghost on them, because you never know what else can open up for you and how else you can serve your community. The next tip that I have for you is to remember to get testimonials from the stage, whether it's after you get done speaking and you get a video testimonial, or if you send a survey and then you get an email testimonial. And sometimes even during your talks, you can get testimonials from people on the stage by asking them to tweet out something on social media. And so those are some great ways to get some testimonials for you. Another thing I want to leave you with, another tip, is to learn how to deliver and learn how to be flexible, because sometimes people will come to you and they'll say, oh, well, we wanted you to speak on this, but actually, can you speak on this instead? Or they'll say, well, I thought I had an hour and 30 minutes for you, but I only got 40 minutes now because we went long with our keynote and things like that. So whenever you're in situations like that, be very flexible and be very open. Another thing is, don't underestimate the small room and the small opportunity, because that can open up the door for a bigger opportunity moving forward. I've had awesome situation where I was given a small room to speak to maybe only 30 people. And because somebody in the room was a decision maker and they liked what they heard, I was offered to then do the keynote that next year for over 1,000 teachers. So I tell you that, and that's happened to me more than once, and it can happen to you too. So be encouraged. Don't underestimate the small room. It is in a pathway for an open door. I also want to encourage you, to make sure that you understand that business can get sticky. You can have conferences that will cancel. You can have contracts that cancel. People will say, oh, well, we ran out of money in the budget. We don't have it now. We thought we'd have this. Be encouraged and continue to move forward, but make sure that you have your ducks in a row. Make sure that your invoices make sense, and make sure that you can still get paid for the content that you're delivering and the services that you're providing, and that you're not going to be ripped off. And finally, have a legal team on hand, because you will have to negotiate some contracts. And the bigger the contract, you need to start looking at some legal support to help you to negotiate those services that you're offering. So with that said, I wish you the best as you continue to thrive in your speaking business. Feel free to reach out to me. My email is india.white.123@gmail.com. My website, www.india-white.com. Take care.
That's a really great reminder there. I've often reminded people that the vast majority of being a speaker is what goes on behind the scenes and off the stage, not the fun and exciting part of being up there on stage giving your talk. It is incredibly important to have things lined up from a business perspective, not just have a great talk. Now, as you're working on those contracts and proposals, it's also important to know your worth. And so here's veteran speaker Lisa Perez sharing some advice on how to build confidence to see your message is valuable and charge for it accordingly.
Hi, I'm Lisa Perez, keynote speaker on the mission of transforming the human and human resources. I speak to organizations about the critical managerial soft skills required to reduce the statistic indicating 60% of employees say managers are the reason they left their company. I want to ensure that no matter how tough the conversation, every employee walks out of their manager's office with their dignity intact. In so doing, organizations reduce liability, increase employee retention, and improve overall business performance. I learned how to share that message at the Speaker Lab. When I first came to the Speaker Lab, I was primarily speaking for free, unsure of how to transition into a profitable speaking business. I knew what I didn't know, and I searched for the right solution to obtain the knowledge and skills I was missing. For almost a decade at that point, I had run a successful training and consulting firm and had no problem articulating the value of both my training and consulting services. But when it came to speaking, one of the most significant challenges I faced was connecting that same value to the speaking side of my business and trusting the value of my message. The Speaker Lab program gave me the tools, the knowledge, the resources, and the skills, and most importantly, the mindset shift that I needed to make that transition. Through the program, I learned how to articulate the value of my message and expertise, which helped me understand the impact I could have and was already having on my audience, except now I was getting paid for that impact. Between the mindset shift and the industry insights that I learned, my knowledge and confidence was boosted, making it easier to confidently communicate that value to potential clients and meeting planners. Additionally, the Speaker Lab taught me effective pricing strategies, negotiation techniques, which really empowered me to set the right prices and gain the right value for the investment of my time, talent, and the tools, positioning me as a professional speaker in the industry. Just like my message of transforming the human and human resources, the Speaker Lab has been instrumental in transforming my speaking into a profitable speaking business. I went from speaking for free to making a considerable income for speaking, and I couldn't have done it without the support and guidance of the program and its coaches. If you're looking to elevate your speaking career and gain industry insights, knowledge, and confidence to charge what you're worth, I highly recommend the Speaker Lab. I'm a huge fan.
Some really great stuff there from Lisa. Knowing your worth is one of the most important things for new speakers to learn if they want to be successful. One of the other keys to success is simply being authentic and staying true to who you are. For more on that, here's TSL team member and speaker, Brittany Richmond.
Let's go. All right. Y'all know me, Brittany Richmond here. I'm super excited to talk about this one thing that I feel is totally important. I've talked about it before. I'm going to lean into it again. It's authenticity, friends. How you show up for your audience and how you show up for yourself and how that translates to your audience, your event planners, and your decision makers. And there are so many ways to be authentic as a speaker. So many ways. Even down to how you communicate, how you use body language, voice inflection, how you actually stagecraft, but even down to how you dress. And I'm going to use that as an example because it's such an easy thing for you to kind of picture in your mind, right? I speak to, you know, high school students and college students. So if I show up wearing a suit, you know, that automatically potentially creates a barrier between me and them. For one, they're going to know that that's not authentic to me. Authenticity is picked up on so seriously and so fast that then that translates into your message and how they trust you. So really answering that question when you're building your signature talk of so what, why should I care about what this person has to say, that buy-in to you right away, that is everything you do, friends. It's from when they see you, they're automatically thinking, do I have a connection with this person or not? So It's just really simple. I want you to feel comfortable in what you wear, in what you say, and how you present. It should feel natural and authentic for you. I mean, I challenge you to go look at other speakers. You're going to see some speakers that stand on stage in three-piece suits because that's their energy. That's their vibe. And that is something they should lean into. Absolutely. Then you're going to see people like me that wear neon colors or sequins or Vans on stage. But that is how I come across as authentic because that's true to me. And, you know, just, I mean, there's neon in the back of my office for those of you who have the video on. But I just want to encourage you to always just gut check yourself as you continue to grow and your business grows as a speaker, and just making sure, like, am I being authentic to myself? Am I being authentic to my message? Because as you get into this more, you're going to start looking at other speakers and what they're doing, and you're going to draw inspiration and motivation, and that's fabulous. I just want you to be careful, because just because something is working for them doesn't mean that's what is meant for you, right? I want you to lean into who you are and speak truth to that, because your audience is going to know whether you're being authentic or not. And I think there's so much power in authenticity in terms of trying to communicate a message, therefore creating influence and transformation, which is essentially what we want to do as speakers, right? And I think that that is a simple process when you can show up and be authentic. And there's a balance between being 100% yourself and professional too, right? So being marrying the two into what works for you is going to just radiate and be amazing. And this is one of the things I love about the speaking industry, is you can be yourself. It is celebrated. It's what's create momentum and in our referral business. And it holds true to who we are. And that's not just in, you know, how who we are as a person, but our message too. And I think that there's so much value in authenticity. So I'm just going to continue to support you on your speaking journey and remind you from time to time to continue to be authentic, and always understand that, you know, that we're not for everybody. Our message is not for everybody, but you can't say the wrong thing to the right people, right? All right, friends, go be great. Talk with you soon. Bye.
Thanks for that, Britt. That is a great reminder for all speakers, no matter what stage of your speaking career you're in right now. Now, our next piece of advice comes from Sarah Murray, who's a successful speaker and one of our newest team members here at the Speaker Lab. Sarah has some great tips on how to build credibility and leverage your creativity as you're getting started in the speaking industry.
The biggest piece of advice that I can share, especially when you're just starting out, is that if you have the opportunity to do an unpaid event, definitely, if it fits your business model and you're able to do it, if you take the unpaid event, don't do it for quote unquote free. I would put a proposal together and I would say, my fee for this talk is $3,500. My fee for this talk is $5,000. But then I would do a second line item where my business would sponsor 100% of that fee in exchange for marketing assets. So I wanted video. I wanted video testimonial, written testimonial. Leave me a LinkedIn reference. May I use you as a reference? Name, title, email, contact info, logo. Can I use you as a reference on future speaking engagements as I'm prospecting? And I did that a handful of times leading up to my first paid opportunity. And I feel very confident that the reason I was able to charge so much for my first paid opportunity is because optically I looked like I had been presenting to a lot of these big companies. That prospect didn't know that those were unpaid opportunities. So I think in terms of at the beginning, especially, there are other forms of currency that's not always money, especially when it comes to building out your marketing assets. So that really served me well. Another thing that was really helpful is if I did a virtual event, what I would do at the end of the virtual event is I would send out a Google Forms survey, and it would ask, you know, a handful of easy 1 to 5 scale questions. But then I would also give a one line item for what was their biggest takeaway from the session. And then also if they would be willing to leave me a testimonial. So because I did that, two things came out of that effort. First, I had a ton of testimonials from people because I did that feedback survey. Second, by asking people what their biggest takeaway was, it really helped shape the future of where my talk is today. So I had one slide about listening. It was almost just a, hey, I can't forget to mention this. So many people in those surveys talked about that was one of their biggest takeaways. that now I talk about listening as a significant portion of my presentation because of feedback from the free events that I did and the audience surveys that I did. So I think that there's nothing wrong with doing free speaking engagements, but find other forms of currency and how it can help you build to that next level of your business. I hope this helps.
That's great advice from Sarah, which acquiring, again, feedback and knowing when to discount or sponsor events is a game changer in building a great reputation. We're getting close to the end of this episode, but I wanted to make sure you got a chance to hear from Dr. Sue Ettinger. Dr. Sue was a student at the Speaker Lab years ago, has gone on to build an incredibly successful speaking business. Here's some advice from her.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Sue Ettinger, also known as Dr. Sue Cancer Vet, and I'm thrilled to be part of this special episode celebrating, can you believe, 500 episodes. I first found Grant back in 2015 when I started my speaking career. Back at the time, I was a full-time practicing veterinary cancer specialist, and Grant has coached me and mentored me over the years, and I have found his podcast to provide so much valuable support and information. And currently, I'm able to be in practice 50% of the time, and then I'm speaking the rest of the time. And I have to say, speaking is really my happy place. So what are a couple of tips that I have that I would love to share? And to be honest, I've gotten these most from Grant. First, when delivering your talk, crush your talk. Make sure, you know, depending on whatever your niche is, that it's educational and informative. My motto is cancer and pet sucks, but learning about cancer should not suck. I want my talks not only to be educational and up to date, but engaging and energizing. And, you know, I have a quick pace, but I just want to keep people captivated and give them practical tips. So when they go back to their practices on Monday, they have practical tips for their patients. My second one is relationships and networking are paramount to what we do as speakers. So build genuine connections with event organizers, with fellow speakers who some of them have become family with me over the years, and with your audience members. We serve the people that we speak for, the event organizers and the people in the audience. And as I say, you never know who's going to be the audience. So you throw seeds out when you speak. I just got back from speaking at a conference in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Jane, the veterinarian who invited me to speak and helped me negotiate my contract, she said she heard me speak at Ontario Veterinary Medical Conference. I think it was back in 2018, or 2019. So here, 5 or 6 years later, when she was on the committee for this conference, she invited me up. So again, you never know who's going to be the audience. I've had many times where it's been years later, someone who said, oh, I heard you speak. Now I'm on a committee and we'd love to have you come speak for us. The other thing is sometimes I'll get direct messages or emails from colleagues who are in the audience. Recently, I got one from Kyle and she said, because of your talk, you know, 9 months later, I had a dog with lymphoma and I felt confident talking to them about it and they're going to treat. And she said, it was beautiful. When you talk, you throw a rock into the water and the ripples go out and you never know when those ripples are going to hit and benefit someone that was in the audience. And in my case, a family with a pet with cancer. The next thing is storytelling. Just like I told you the story about Jane and going up to Halifax to speak and Kyle with being able to help the dog with lymphoma. Storytelling will help your audience remember it. So include stories in your audience. And lastly, be good to work with. No one wants to work with someone who's not a pleasure to work with. So be courteous, be kind, love your AV team. They're going to make you sound great. And, you know, just be enjoyable to work with. I really think of maintaining professionalism, a positive attitude, and just being fun goes a long way to building those relationships and getting a good reputation. And that will lead to more events down the road. These are the principles that have been instrumental to me on my journey. I hope they help you. I really want to thank Grant and the Speaker Lab for all the help that they've given me, all the insight. They've given me so much opportunity. And here's to many more episodes of inspiration and insight.
If you're looking for help getting your speaking business to the next level, we'd love to work with you. As we close out this episode, here's a few tips from Dr. Stephanie Duguid, a TSL student and successful speaker on how to make the most of working with the Speaker Lab.
Hello, speakers. I am Dr. Stephanie Duguid of Duguid Leadership, and I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to share some nuggets with you on this 500th episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, I've been asked to share some advice as a former student of what might be some great tips or ideas that are the number one pieces for for a new or aspiring speaker. But as an educator, I actually have three things that I wanted to share with you. Number one is the map is there. If you've signed up for this program, you know that it is in a sequence. There is a guide. There is a step-by-step process to this. The key is that you have to show up and do the work. Simply by signing up, you're not going to see success. You have got to be willing to dig in and do the work. So that's step one. Step two is trust the process. You are here for a reason. Something brought you here, whether you're a new speaker or you're an aspiring speaker, or even a seasoned speaker, something brought you here. You need some sort of guidance. You need some sort of refinement. You need some sort of assistance. So trust the process. Don't go, oh, I've heard that before. I've tried that. It doesn't work. They are successful because they have a process that works. Trust the process. And third is find what works for you. So beyond the videos and the tasks that they ask you to do throughout that help you along your journey, you also have opportunities to join an online community and work with coaches and maybe have an accountability partner that's part of your group or another group that you found online. Perhaps you want to do all of the above, but find what works for you and be consistent with it. You won't be sorry. Thanks for listening to me. I, again, am Dr. Stephanie Duguid of Do Good Leadership. Have an amazing day and enjoy the speaking trail.
All right, there you go. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope this advice was helpful for you as you keep putting in the hard work of building a speaking business. We're excited to be one episode closer to 500. And again, don't forget to join us next week for another special episode. We'll see you then. Hey friend, are you ready to get serious about taking your speaking business to the next level? Maybe you are someone who is looking for ways to book more paid gigs, or maybe you're trying to figure out all the different things that go into building a successful speaking business. Or perhaps you are an experienced speaker who wants to scale your speaking business to multiple six figures. If that's you, I'd encourage you to visit thespeakerlab.com/call. Again, thespeakerlab.com/call and book a free, no obligation call with our team. And if you're not quite ready to take that leap, I don't want you to hesitate in checking out all the free resources that we have available to you on our website, including this podcast. So head over to thespeakerlab.com. Again, thespeakerlab.com. Find hundreds of blog posts, how-to guides, podcast episodes, email scripts, proposal templates, and so much more. Finally, I got a big favor. I would love for you to leave us a rating or review for this podcast. We read every single one, and it also helps other speakers find valuable free resources that they can use to build their own speaking careers. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.